that the participants should be able to learn about the main achievements of this NECOR project first. They should be able to get the perspectives of researchers in concerning how they think national ethics committees can be able to better collaborate with them for the protection of the integrity, dignity of research participants. They should also be able to lay groundwork for possible future projects, common projects that may be run together.
Okay, and please, can you give us a rundown of how the project has been from when you started in 2021 up till now?
We have actually been able to work with four national ethics committees. The National Ethics Committee of Cameroon, Chad for Central Africa, and then Niger and Mali for West Africa. And we began with some fundamental objectives. The general objective was for us to strengthen the capacity of members of the national ethics committees of these four countries by developing SOPs to guide them for more rigorous and efficient review of protocol for routine and emergency health situations. So I can say that we've been able to achieve that, and we have also been able to create a groundwork of collaboration between the various national ethics committees. In the past, these national ethics committees worked in isolation, and science does not evolve in isolation. And the challenges that the most African countries, which have common vulnerability, face is that these challenges are very common and similar. So we can learn, beg and borrow from each national ethics committee for a common group.
Après, est-ce que le projet, cet atelier met fin à ce projet SNECFA? Qu'est-ce qui va se passer par la suite?
Pour ce projet, on a eu le financement de ADCFD, c'est-à-dire European and Developing World Clinical Trials Initiative. Le projet était programmé pour 3 ans et après on nous a ajouté 9 mois. Le projet devait finir le 31 janvier 2024, mais avec les 9 mois, ça va finir le 31 octobre 2024.
Quelles sont les activités qui ont été menées?
Vous l'avez concrètement
fait? On a travaillé avec les membres du comité national d'éthique de 4 pays, le Cameroun, le Tchad, le Niger et le Mali. Et on a, avec cet partenaire, on a développé les SOP qui vont nous aider à faire le review des protocoles de recherche.
C'est quoi SOP?
Les SOP, ce sont les procédures opérationnelles standards. On a aussi développé les documentations, qui tous les décrets qui parlent de recherche en santé pour les 3-4 pays. On a...